蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯会跟我们带来有关马可福音第十一章的相关经文的分享。那这一章的经文当中呢，记载了一个可能很多朋友都比较熟悉的经文，那就是耶稣进入圣殿，然后呢用鞭子驱赶那些商贩的故事。很多时候呢，我们都会分享到耶稣的义怒，耶稣是怎样的来在这个圣殿当中做驱赶的工作，而且我们也去了解耶稣驱赶圣殿的动机，就是为了要洁净圣殿。大部分的时候我们所看到的基本上是符合圣经的原意的，只是我不知道我们有没有更多的去想一想，单纯耶稣只是为了把那些商贩驱逐出去吗？还是说耶稣驱逐商贩背后还是有一个更直接更明确的因素呢？在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯会跟我们进一步的来思考，当然同时呢，他也邀请到了自己的妻子珍妮特来在节目当中一起探讨。那李诺呢，也继续邀请我的搭档冰燕呢，跟我一起来搭配来演绎他们之间的对话。接下来我们一起进入今天的蓝天绿洲。
And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things,And now the eventide was come. He went out unto Bethany with the 12.
耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。
And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon.And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet.
第二天，他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣饿了，远远地看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可以找着什么。到了树下，竟找不着什么，不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候。
And Jesus answered and said unto it,No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it.
耶稣就对树说，从今以后永没有人吃你的果子。他的门徒也听见了。
And they come to Jerusalem. And Jesus went into the temple. And began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple.And overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves.
他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子。
And would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple.
也不许人拿着器皿从店里经过。
And he taught, saying unto them.Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves.
便教训他们说，经上不是记着说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him.For they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine.
祭司长和文士听见这话，就想法子要除灭耶稣，却又怕他，因为众人都稀奇他的教训。
And when even was come, he went out of the city.
每天晚上，耶稣出城去。
That's a portion of chapter 11 from the Gospel of Mark DVD here on Haven Today. And I'm Charles Morris, and in the studio with me today, my wife Janet, again.
刚才我们听的是马可福音 DVD 所读出的第十一章部分经文。我是查尔斯，欢迎我的妻子珍妮特再次来到节目当中。
Now, Janet, we just heard this excerpt from the DVD, from actually Scripture itself, where Jesus comes across angry.
珍妮特，我们听到这段经文说到耶稣好像生气了。
And that's because he was angry. But we need to understand why.
他真是很生气，不过我们要知道原因。
And we just need to know that he's not angry at us.
Yeah.
我们要知道他不是生我们的气啊。
对。
He's angry on our behalf. He's angry at the barriers that block us from coming into the presence of God. He's angry because he wants us with him in the Father's house.
他是替我们生气，他气的是那些拦阻我们进到神面前的种种障碍。他很生气，因为他希望我们能和他一起在天父的家里。
Which is why he was incensed over the buying and selling that was going on in the temple. The people would come in to offer a sacrifice to God, but first their animals had to be examined for flaws and approved by the priest. And sometimes they'd come a long way, and when they got there, their animals would be rejected.
所以耶稣对于圣殿里的这些买卖非常愤怒。人们来圣殿献祭的时候，他们的祭牲必须先让祭司检查，看看有没有瑕疵。很多时候他们大老远带着祭牲来到这里，却通不过祭司的检查。
Any good entrepreneur would see it as a golden opportunity. Why not sell people pre-approved sacrificial animals? We'll save everyone a lot of trouble, and we'll also make a little profit in the process.
商人们当然不会错过这么个做生意的好机会啊，不如就把已经通过验证的祭牲卖给他们吧。这样呢，既可以帮很多人省下麻烦，自己又可以赚钱。
And then there was the temple tax everyone had to pay. Only Palestinian half shekels were accepted, so the money changers would exchange your coins for you, but they charged a fee.
此外还有圣殿税，每个人都得缴交，而且只能用当地的半舍客勒币，所以兑换银钱的生意也应运而生，但是得付手续费。
Of course.But then here Jesus walked in, and what he saw wasn't a little honest business transaction. He saw exploitation. He saw people's need for the Lord, their need to bring a sacrifice to God as required by the law, being used to make a buck. And it made him really angry.
那当然了。然后呢，耶稣就走进了圣殿，但他看到的并非公平诚实的交易，而是欺骗和压榨。他看到人们渴求神，希望按照律法的要求来献祭给神，却被利用来赚钱，这实在是让耶稣非常生气。
But I think the real clue to why he was so indignant is in that passage he quoted from Isaiah. Is it not written, "My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations"?
不过，我想耶稣这么生气的真正原因，从他引用的经文可以看出来，那是以赛亚书说。经上不是记着说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？
The real reason I think Jesus was angry was because of his deep commitment to make the temple what his father wanted it to be, a house of prayer, not just for the Jews, but for all the nations.
我想耶稣生气的真正原因是他深切的盼望圣殿能够成为天父的心意中的样式，就是万国祷告的殿，而不只是犹太人的。
I will kneel in the dust at the foot of the cross where mercy paid for me, where the wrath I deserve it is gone.It has passed, your blood has hidden me. Mercy, mercy, as endless as the sea. I'll sing your hallelujah for all eternity.
fallen from grace, but you took all our shame and nailed it to a cross. Mercy, mercy, as endless as the sea. I'll sing.
Here's the context of that quote that, Janet, you just shared from Isaiah 56. God said, "Let not the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord say, 'The Lord will surely separate me from his people,' nor let the eunuch say, 'Behold, I am a dry tree.' To them I will give in my house and within my walls a memorial and a name better than that of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name, which will not be cut off."
珍妮特，你刚才提到的那段经文是以赛亚书56章，相关的上下文是这样的：与耶和华联合的外邦人不要说，耶和华必定将我从他民中分别出来；太监也不要说，我是枯树，因为耶和华如此说，那些谨守我的安息日，拣选我所喜悦的事，持守我约的太监，我必使他们在我殿中，在我墙内有纪念，有名号，比有儿女的更美。我必赐他们永远的名，不能剪除。
also the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to Him and to love the name of the Lord, even those I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all the peoples.
还有那些与耶和华联合的外邦人，要侍奉他，要爱耶和华的名。我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
Now, don't those words just drip with the compassion of God for me, for you, for everyone who's been excluded from his presence? That resolve, that love was what was fueling Jesus' fury in the temple. It wasn't directed at us. It was directed at everything that gets in the way of us being together with him in the Father's house.
这些话不就显示出神怜悯我们这些原本不能来到他面前的人吗？这份爱使得耶稣在圣殿中怒火中烧，不是对我们生气，而是对那些拦阻我们来到父神家中的人生气。
He was being fueled by the Father's zeal to take down all the barriers. When he walked into the temple that day, and he saw those extra add-on barriers the religious leaders were erecting for their own profit, he became angry, like he was angry at the fig tree for not bearing fruit.
耶稣心中燃烧着从父神来的热情，要把一切藩篱都拆除。当耶稣走进圣殿那天，看到宗教领袖为了牟利所加的那么多限制，他就生气。正如他看到无花果树不结果子，也同样生气。
Coming into the presence of God was meant to be a matter of holiness, but they were making it a matter of money.
来到神面前是神圣的事，但他们把这些和钱扯上了关系。
And I think we can share a little bit more on this train of thought.Isaiah 55, the first couple of verses. These are the words Jesus quoted when he stood up in the temple during the Feast of Dedication.
我想我们可以多看一处经文，以赛亚书55章头两节。这是耶稣在献殿节时引用的经文。
Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come,Buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare.
你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来。你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
Yeah, that's the heart of Jesus. It's all summed up in that one word, come.
没错，这就是耶稣的心意，可以总结为一个字，来。
You who have no money, come.Buy anything you want. Have it all. You who were considered unclean, come all the way into the Holy of Holies, into the presence of God, and eat and drink at his table.
没有钱的可以来买你要的。你们被认为不洁净的人也可以来，来到神至圣的所在，与神同享宴席。
Now that's a contrast to what was going on in the temple that day and had been for many years, where you had to go through a maze of approvals and then you had to dig deep into your pockets before you could even enter and make a sacrifice.
这和当日在圣殿的情景是很大的对比。在那之前，这种以金钱交易来换取献祭的权利的事呢，已经行之有年了。
Jesus came to remove the barriers.To open up his Father's house to all the nations, to us, to Gentiles, to sinners. He had to go to the cross, though, to do it.
耶稣来要拆除一切的藩篱，将神的家开放给万国，包括你和我，外邦人和罪人。而耶稣必须上十字架才能完成这个使命。
Because our sin is the ultimate barrier, and it took his death not long after that day and that event to tear it down. It took his death. to make us holy. In the Gospel of John, it says that after his death, his disciples understood what was in his heart when he cleared out the money changers. He quoted these words to explain it. Zeal for your house will consume me, it says.
因为我们的罪是最大的拦阻，耶稣洁净圣殿之后几天就上了十字架，以死来拆毁这一切藩篱与拦阻。约翰福音说，耶稣死后，门徒才明白耶稣在圣殿赶散兑换银钱的人时，是为神的殿心里焦急。
Zeal for us to come home to our Father, to know him, to live with him forever, that was what consumed Jesus.
耶稣为了要让我们能够来到父神面前而焦急，他热切盼望我们能够来认识神，与神同住。
We need today, Janet, to understand this heart that Jesus had. He was so angry with everything that stood between us that he let himself be consumed. And now he's standing on the resurrection side of the cross, and his arms are open wide, and he's inviting us to come home to him.
Amen.
珍妮特，我们需要明白耶稣的心。他因为那些拦阻我们亲近神的事物而生气焦急，如今他已经从死里复活，张开双臂邀请我们跟着他回家。
阿们。
Song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrow, and he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone, singing how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
朋友，透过今天的内容，你有什么样的收获吗？正如我们在节目当中所感受到的，所认识到的，耶稣在圣殿中所做的一切，其中所包含的那个怒气，更多的是指向那些拦阻人到神面前去的人的行为。有时候我们的生命当中有没有做一些拦阻人到神面前的事呢？事实上，在过去的时候，李诺会听到一些的故事，就是有关于基督徒与非基督徒之间发生的不愉快的事情。那可能是彼此之间做生意的合作伙伴，但是中间这个过程当中，非基督徒却遭到了不公平的待遇。那么在这个时候呢，那个与他合作的基督徒似乎就成了神的代言人。在这位非基督徒的朋友看来呢，他就会觉得神带出来的就是这样的人，又或者说这位非基督徒所活出的啊，好像就是基督徒啊常态的生命状态。从而呢，这位非基督徒朋友呢，就会对基督信仰产生一定的排斥感。我实在要说，作为基督徒，我们的压力有的时候真的就是来源于生活的，因为我们实在是要通过我们日常的行为言行举止去活出神自己的荣耀，不单纯只是在于我们每周去教会，或者说参与教会什么样的服事，更多的时候真的是靠我们实际的生活状态去见证神自己的荣耀。 如果说我们在生活当中没有办法活出神的荣耀，甚至有的时候有损于神的荣耀，那么可能在某种程度上我们就成为那个拦阻人来到神面前的人。我想单单从这个角度来看，我们可能就有很多的问题需要自己去反思的了。当然了，我们也很清楚地知道自己是软弱的，自己里面很多时候呢是想要去做好，但是没有办法做好。而基于这样的情况呢，我想耶稣所赐给我们的宝惠是圣灵，以及他所赐给我们的圣经呢，就成为我们生活当中重要的指引。在这些的指引当中，我们可以更加清楚，更加有力地去活出一个真正荣耀神的生活。而在这些的生活当中呢，我们不仅去服侍那些还没有认识神的人，更多的是吸引他们来到神的面前，吸引他们来活出神的荣耀。所以当我们常常说我们要传福音，我们要宣教的时候，真的不要忽略了我们实际的生活就是一个宣教的合场，我们的实际的生活就是一个传福音的环境，而每一个跟我们接触的人都会是我们的福音对象。也许我们不必长篇大论地跟他讨论圣经的知识，但是我们的一言一行都会看在他们眼中，这些的表现都将会成为他们是否会来到神面前的其中一个重要的因素。当然了，拣选人是神的主权，如果我们要成为一个吸引更多人来到神面前的人，我们也不要忘了一件事，那就是要祷告。就好像耶稣在圣经里说，你们要多多的求庄稼的主人打发工人去收割庄稼一样，我们也要常常的祷告，求神来赐给我们力量，让我们在实际的生活当中活出一个基督徒该有的样子，活出满有基督身量的生命，从而见证神的荣耀，成为神福音的管道。感谢神，真的是在节目当中我们有不同的收获，有特别的看见。
His face I at last shall see. 'Twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me.
邀请朋友你来信跟李诺继续探讨。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@liangyou.net。短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。
How wonderful is my Savior's love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful.My song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.